We've all heard of Cabernet, Merlot, and Chardonnay. Those wines have been around for centuries. But what about Frontenac, Marquette, and Le Crescent? Those grapes have only been around for a decade or two, and they can withstand harsh winters and thrive. I'm Emily Fox, and I went to the Upper Peninsula to see if it has what it takes to develop a new wine region in the state.
Where's my dog? Come on. Come on.
After working in state politics, Dave Anthony has returned home to the Upper Peninsula.
There's a thicker accent up there than there is. A little different up there. It's more Upper.
Now he and his wife own and run a 4.5-acre vineyard and winery outside of Escanaba. And you might be thinking, what? Wine that far north?
What, are you crazy? And I think there's still some shock out there that it actually works. The first reaction was, beyond are you crazy? It was like, it's a stupidity, just total stupidity.
Because it's cold here. This winter, temperatures in January and February were often well below zero and bottomed out at 25 below.
This was a brutal winter.
But Anthony's growing what's called cold hardy wine grapes, and they can withstand that kind of cold. Many of these wine grapes were created by the University of Minnesota. It released its first cold hardy grape in 1996. And since then, wine regions are popping up in places once unimaginable. In the past two decades, Minnesota has tripled the number of wineries in the state to 30, and Iowa more than tripled the amount of grapes it's growing. But Anthony says the biggest challenge is the lack of name recognition for his wines.
Who ever heard of Marquette or Le Crescent?
Hello, welcome to Northern Sun Winery.
The tasters at Anthony's winery don't mind.
This red wine has a very good bouquet.
Larry Pilon and his wife are visiting from Ann Arbor. He actually grew up just down the road.
Having come from this area, this has been a depressed area for so long. It's nice to see something that's thriving and growing. And
the Pilons bought 6 bottles, but the real wine business is in Traverse City.
Your total is 5406.
Because it's warmer, the vineyards can grow the European varieties like Merlot and Pinot Grigio.
Hope you all enjoy the wines.
Charlie Edson is the owner at Bel Lago Winery near Traverse City. He grows 100 varieties of grapes on his vineyard, including some cold hardy ones. But he says customers like to buy wines with names that they know.
I don't see the cold hardy varieties being more than just a small portion of the industry here in Traverse City. And it's because the vinifera do so well and they're so well known, and that's what wineries are building their reputation on.
Edson says the biggest criticism of these new grapes in terms of taste is that they don't have the same structure and character as the centuries-old wines like Cabernet. But Edson says cold hardy grapes are a type of crop insurance, considering, well, two words, polar vortex.
There's winter entry in the vineyards right now, in most vineyards. And I can tell you that the cold hardy varieties, they laughed in the face of this winter. And so we're going to have full crops of all of our cold hardy varieties, which is terrific.
And that's not the case for most European varieties this year. But back in the UP, Anthony thinks this might be a wake-up call for grape growers, which might allow cold hardy grapes to expand and grow even further in the future. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.